It took years of effort by students and advocates, but Hawaii is now one of 9 states requiring public and charter schools to provide free menstrual products for students. Kate Nakamura from our student reporting labs has that story.
All the public places that we have access to as citizens, if there's toilet paper and soap stocked there, to me, there should also be period products stocked.
Not being able to afford menstrual products is known as period poverty. It's an issue of inequity that is familiar to teachers like Sarah Kern, who witnessed the issue while teaching at Chivas Kamakahele Middle School.
I saw a lot of period poverty at our school. It was mostly indirect. There's a lot of students who would go to the health room to get their products, and that resulted in missing class time. I personally, and a lot of teachers, would provide products to students, so I would always keep some in my desk.
Hawaii State Representative Amy Peruso has been advocating for period poverty since her former days of teaching.
You know, when we talk about, for example, Hawaii public schools, the vast majority of our menstruators live in fairly high poverty communities and conditions.
It took several years of lobbying, but students and advocates celebrated a victory in June 2022. When legislation requiring the Hawaii Department of Education to provide free menstrual products in public and charter schools was signed by the governor. Hawaii is now among 9 states in the U.S. to do so, according to the Alliance for Period Supplies. It's already making a difference to students like Brianne Batulayan, who attends Kauai High School.
The first time I saw it was in PE, and I was like, oh my gosh, wait, I don't have to carry my big period bag everywhere. I literally just have a pad right there that I can just grab from the wall.
Kern, who serves as the Kauai representative for the Ma'i Movement, a nonprofit organization working to eliminate period poverty in Hawaii, in addition to teaching, says expansion of access to free menstrual products in other spaces in the community, such as university campuses, will benefit local menstruators.
One of the next steps to getting period products more widely accessible throughout the state is definitely getting them free and accessible in the UH system. So the community colleges, UH West Oahu, UH Manoa, UH Hilo, all of those campuses.
Representative Peruso, who supports this bill in the state house, knows that there are many challenges that come along with creating change.
I think that the most difficult obstacle is the education piece. Because sometimes, not always, but sometimes legislators live in their own bubbles, right? So, and that can affect the quality of their policymaking. So if they are not actively seeking out young people and trying to identify the concerns of young people and then working to address them, then they're never going to be engaging young people.
For the PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs, I'm Kate Nakamura in Lihue, Hawaii.